rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, a lot of our stations don't carry the first 5 minutes. 300 plus stations join us at six after. So I just took a call from Sean in New York, a retired police officer, and he brought up something I've been meaning to say since Marjorie Taylor Greene was on Friday and that I've said in past elections. If you're at a voting place in Michigan, Texas, New York, Florida, anywhere, Timbuktu, Idaho, Montana, Oklahoma, and you go in and then you vote on the machine and then they hand you your copy of your ballot and you look at it and it doesn't match, you need to videotape that process. You need to do it when you go in up front, sure, right with your phone, to tape it, then check it, and then hopefully it's great. Wonderful, you've done your job. But if it isn't, you call the sheriff, you call the media. If you don't know how to use X or Facebook or whatever, you talk to your, you say, hey, I got footage, you got an account, let's upload this. You retweeted it me, and I don't want to care about that. You send it to Steven Crowder. You send it to everybody. You text it to Elon Musk on his X. You send it to James O'Keefe. You send it to Marjorie Taylor Greene. You send it to Joe Rogan. You send it to Tucker Carlson. I don't care about exclusives. I want to make sure it gets out. Okay? And because we get so much stuff sent at us and we're working like a one-legged man in an asking contest and still send us stuff. We most of it we end up seeing. But I don't want it to fall through the cracks. The thing to do with key intel is get it out to everybody and make a scene. Don't be violent. Don't be rude. But say, okay, I'm calling the sheriff's department. And when they and the police show up and say, oh, don't worry, ma'am or sir. You say, no, I want your supervisor. This is election integrity. And I want the head of the local elections. I want people down here now. And you start asking other people outside, you know, did you check your ballot? Because they don't want people doing this. Recap what you said, Sean, in New York.
Excellent. What each and every one of you have to do is you got to be brave, all right? You need to videotape, like Alex said, everything from beginning to end. Another important thing, when you go and you're videotaping everything, don't just show the video. An important part of the documentation is to say where you're at. Don't forget that, too. Say you're whatever, you're in this county, you're at this location, and this is what's going on. So you're going to have to do a little bit of a narrative, you know, so you have something attached to that video. So it's just not some blind video where you're saying, hey, look.
Exactly. Be just like a firefighter or be just like a firefighter officer when you see him on body cam saying, all right, I'm pulling up at the corner of such and such and such and such. I see people doing this. I'm getting out. I'm calling back up. You got to be reporting what's happening.
Yes, you have to. You have to use a little common sense, a little bit of bravery, and just say, hey, I'm so-and-so. I'm at this location. I'm going to vote. Here I go. I'm filling out the ballot. You fill out your ballot. I'm going to machine. I'm sticking it in the machine. All right, here's my receipt. Make sure everything is shown clearly on that video. And like I said, God forbid that comes out wrong. Listen, I'm not ordering you what to do, but I'm just saying each and one of us has to be brave. We got to stand our ground. You're going to have to do exactly what Alex says. Call 911. Get your local sheriff down there to come down there, investigate, and take care of things. Because if you don't, nothing's going to get done. Those poll workers, do you really trust them? I don't. I know Alex doesn't. You got to put things in your own hands.
Well, when the good poll workers catch fraud over and over again, they get thrown out.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. You know, you and me, we're both heavy metal brothers. I know we come from the same era, all right? We stand our ground. Am I right or am I wrong?
Absolutely.
All right? You're brave and so should everybody else. Do the right thing. Stand your ground because, listen, this isn't no trivial thing. This is serious stuff we're talking about here. And, you know, each and every one of us is responsible. Don't pass the buck onto the next person to try and justify everything and make things right. Okay? Do it yourself.
Great points. I'm glad you made that point, and thank you. I mean, it came out in the news, came out all over the country, it came out in congressional reports that hundreds of thousands of people that reported it in the last two elections have lived at another state for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and they go check the rolls of the state they were born in or lived in and find out they've been voting for years in another state. Zuckerberg went around 4 years ago, 5 years ago now, and paid $450-something million, 447, I forget the exact number. Pull it up. Zuckerberg's $400 million. I want the exact number. To get a database of all the dead people and out-of-district folks. And they're still using it. They've updated it. That's why he apologized a few months ago. So they've got a big list, and they're doing a bunch of weird stuff. And imagine if those people that happened to shot a video about it. You can also do it in the past tense, but you need to be heard. All right, I'm going to go to our guest now. I really appreciate her coming on. And when she leaves us, we'll continue with your phone calls. Maybe she'll ride shotgun with us. But I saw this video, I guess about a week ago, of Jessica Jackson, and she sent us more great videos of her speaking to different government bodies about the awakening that is happening. And here's clip one, an epic beatdown from Jessica Jackson. Here it is.
Like in the words of Malcolm X, who told us what? That the white liberal is the worst enemy to the black man.
Yes.
And it is coming up in here acting like y'all representing some social justice.
Say that.
But all along, all you're doing is trying to use black people to find a reason to make some money.
Say
that. Let me tell y'all something over there. We're done. The Democratic Party is done.
Abuse the black American.
Trump's gonna come in here and gonna clean it up. Do just like R.J. Jr. Just do like that Tulsa lady. You better get up out the Democratic Party. Save yourself. Because if y'all don't, we coming for your seats. We ain't taking no disrespect from a bunch of people who have broken into the country and now have completely broke the city, have completely disgraced the United States of America. America is a disgrace. The number one function of a president is to be the commander-in-chief. You tell me anything about a Kamala Harris that looked like she could protect this country after y'all had sat up here and let it get her overridden with a bunch of illegals. Y'all had sat up here and put America's hands in all kind of wars. And you telling me a tampon man that ran from duty, Kamala Harris, who don't know what race she is, gonna protect this country? The devil is a liar.
Wow, we got the lady herself here. I tell you, is her mother or father a preacher? Wow, powerful. Jessica Jackson, thanks for coming on with us.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Wow. Hi. Wow, we got the real McCoy here. We got some more great clips of you. Tell us about yourself and just what you think's happening right now, what you think Americans should be doing.
Well, I'm born and raised in the south side of Chicago. And for 35 years after I graduated from college, I went to California. And I stayed in California until 2019. And that's when I came back to Chicago because of some things that was going on with my mother's estate, because she passed in 2016. And it's that issue, the corruption of Cook County and Cook County officials, that's what led me to go to City Hall. That, in addition to what the effects of immigration that I was seeing that was happening over here in South Shore and in Chicago at large. So that's why I started going to City Hall about a year ago. So the clips that you see are me coming to City Hall. I'm there all week long for pretty much all the meetings. In fact, it's a group of us that come down there on a regular basis. Me, Zoe Lee, Michael Young Bay, George Blakemore, you know, we're down there all the time because we have issues, individual issues that we're taking up with City Hall. Like I said, in my case, it's about the probate, corrupt probate process. Zoe Lee, in her case, it's an issue of eminent domain. Michael Young Bay and Sims, their issues is housing. So we've been at it. And out of this, we've recognized that the only answer to getting out of this mess, because Cook County and the city of Chicago is completely Democratic, completely Democrat. There's nowhere you can go for opposing view. There's nowhere you can go for help. And the city is getting further and further in trouble with this issue of illegal immigration, just like it's happening all over the country.
And I wanted to get you on, Jessica, to give us what you're seeing on the ground, because everywhere I go, people in general, but particularly black folks that I talk to, people I know that are black, but I just randomly ask black folks, hey, you like Trump? Well, hell yeah, I like Trump. And we see it everywhere. We even see a lot of former top, you know, Democrat people in the media saying, now everybody I know is going for Trump. What are you seeing? I'm seeing evidence of a bigger landslide than ever. I don't know how they steal something this big. What are you seeing on the ground in Chicago?
Well, you got to remember, Chicago is, in fact, a heavily traditional Democratic city. However, here, like you say, on the ground, you see the change of mentality. You see the change of attitude. It has become very apparent that the Democratic Party is not working here anymore. And what has made that even more obvious and more blatant is because of things like the DNC happening here. And when you saw how Chicago all of a sudden cleaned up the streets, start hiding the illegals, because these illegals are everywhere. They're everywhere. You cannot believe the condition of this city now. And they cleaned them up. It's like they vanished. Then on top of that, you had the Obamas come here talking about what's up, Chicago, when you got the Obama Center right over here on the south side displacing tons of black people. So what's happening on the ground here is people are getting fed up. This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And you have nowhere to go because the whole city is Democrat. You can't believe it. When the DNC came, you didn't even know you was in the same city. You know, they put up all these borders and stuff around the DNC, but yet you want to have open borders on the country? You know, it was unbelievable. You know, they kept ShotSpotter up